It's Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. Expanding out from the city of Fond du Lac to talk about happenings in Fond du Lac County here this morning. And a date I will mention, and a lot of folks will know exactly what happened on that date when I say the date, July 18th, 1996. Do you remember where you were on that date? I was 6 years old, and I did not live in the area, so I was not here, but we've all heard the story. We all know what happened. If you know local history, it is the date of the Oakfield tornado. Of course, F5 tornado, the strongest category it can be. And this year, 2021, is the 25th anniversary of the Oakfield tornado, and there's a bunch of celebrations going on as part of the 25th anniversary, a full day of it coming up on the 18th itself, when we're joined by Al Messner and Owen Stoppelworth with the Oakfield Area Historical Society, and they are putting on this whole shebang coming up on the 18th, and they're here to tell us about that and look back on 25 years since the tornado. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to chat. Boy, 25 years later, here we are talking about an event that I'm sure nobody will forget for another, 25, 50, 7,500 years. It's going to be obviously etched in the history books forever. When you go through something like that, obviously, when you're in the moment, right, like with a tornado, you're only focused on the then and now. But to see how things have changed, how things have grown, all the great things that have happened in that 25 years since, it's pretty cool to see, right, in Oakfield?
Absolutely. The tornado was, devastating at the time, but all the things that have happened are just fantastic. I mean, we have two new churches out of the deal. We have a new, it was a middle school at the time, because our middle school went down in the tornado. So there's just a lot of things, and even trees in Oakfield. Trees were gone. Oakfield was noted for its trees, especially oak trees. Mm-hmm. And we drove around in the village. It didn't look like the village anymore because the trees were gone, right, besides all the houses. But we replaced all the trees, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, after 25 years, the trees are starting to grow back and getting big again, just like they were before the tornado happened.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see, and good to see the community still, thriving at this point 25 years later, because as we said, you go through something like any level tornado, but especially the strongest there is, you don't know at that time what could happen. But when you look back 25 years ago, Owen, I know you were a little too young to experience that, but Al, you told me off the air you had just left for a trip, right?
Right. We were in our camper, and we were off to see our daughter, Amy, who was in Quantico at the time, and we had our grandson, who was a few years old at the time, along, and we camped for the night, and we knew there was bad weather because Chicago had bad weather that day, and we went all the way around Chicago, and we woke up in the morning and turned the radio on in the car when we got packed up. The first thing I heard on the radio was the Oakfield was destroyed in a tornado, and I thought, Oakfield, it could be, there's another Oakfield in New York,
sure,
but it was Oakfield, Wisconsin, and no cell phones.
Right.
I finally found a pay phone and called home and found that everybody was okay, but it's one of those days where you remember exactly where you were, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I shared in the air earlier, I grew up in Mount Horeb, which is a little bit east of Barneveld, who had their own F5 tornado back in 1984, and to see from being neighbor cities in southwest Wisconsin, how that community has grown and become a community again following a tornado is certainly great to see, and it's the same for Oakfield. And just like with Oakfield, Barneveld and all the towns that have experienced something like this, you're going to remember where you were. And I know a big part of what the Historical Society was doing as part of this 25th anniversary celebration was kind of getting pictures, artifacts and memories from people in the community. Is that right?
Yeah. We've been gathering quite a few photos and some videos. I mean, a lot of these videos were on VHS, so we've been kind of updating them and getting them up online so that we can play them during the event. And one other thing we've been doing is actually we have some kind of then and now photos that the Historical Society did with some drones. So those should be cool. People come to the event, they can see what it looked like back in 1996 after the tornado struck and what it looks like now.
That's definitely cool to see. Have you gotten good response from people sharing their memories so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had quite a few stories that people have emailed us and photos and videos.
Nice, nice. And that's all part of what's happening on the 18th. What goes into planning a 25th anniversary kind of celebration of a tornado? Obviously, it's a negative thing to celebrate, but you want to honor the history of it, right? What type of planning did you folks have to do when you were coming up with this this kind of event on the 18th?
Well, I would have to say that it just kind of sprung on us because all of a sudden we recognized, you know, that it was the 25th and we had a meeting and we thought maybe we should try to do something about this. And then first of all, well, we were just going to have like an ice cream social in our community center and get some things together to view. Well, then pretty soon we thought we should have a parade. We found somebody that would take care of the parade. And the next thing we know, we have a couple of people, hoos, that got the UW band to be coming to the parade. So, Owen, you take it from there.
Yeah, we had more organizations reach out to us, and we kind of decided let's make this a community day, community event. Almost all the organizations in Oakfield are going to have something going on, whether it's a parade float or if it's their own event. I think we have 11 different things going on that day, so it's going to be a pretty action-packed day.
Yeah, you mentioned the parade. Looks like that's at noon, correct, on Sunday the 18th. Anything else specific going on in the community you wanted folks to know about as part of the celebration?
I mean, both of our churches that were destroyed in the tornado, they're going to have an open house and tour and services in the morning. Both our taverns are having some specials. I know Katie's Log Cabin is going to have some breakfast and a 50-50 raffle, and then Oak Central is going to do some drink specials. We have the Lions Club doing a basket raffle, and then our Historical Society is going to do a open house ice cream social with a bunch of artifacts on display, and the fire department's doing a big brat fry.
Nice. So a lot of different, like you said, community organizations coming together and, looking back on 25 years and looking ahead to the future, and a lot of fun things for people to enjoy, too.
Yeah.
And I know you're selling shirts as part of this, too, if people want to commemorate the 25th anniversary, right?
Yes, we are selling shirts. We did do pre-orders only. There might be a few extras left at the event, but they were pre-ordered only, and that deadline did pass.
Okay. But if you didn't get one, you could see what they look like. I know you guys are pretty active on Facebook, so you could check that out and check out some of the different things. If people want more info about the events going on the 18th, Facebook, I take it probably the best place to learn more.
They can go to Facebook, which our Facebook page is Oakfield WI History, or they can go to our website, which is the same, oakfieldwihistory.com. They can find almost all the event details on either of those sites.
And for the Historical Society in general, for folks who aren't familiar with what you guys are doing down there in Oakfield, obviously things have had to change over the last year with COVID as part of our world, but I know you've got something planned for August, too, as part of a village celebration. What are some typical events and typical things you guys are working on at the Historical Society then?
Well, I would have to go back to the first Celebrate Oakfield that we had, and I just have to tell you a little story about that, because we were going to have an ice cream social at the community center, and the next meeting that we had, Owen said he had two bands hired, and I said, Owen, how are you going to pay for this? Well, they're going to go around and get donations, and I said, well, where do you have the money? And honest, he had a bag with money in it. And so
that's not suspicious at all.
we have to get organized here. We still were not organized as a historical society, so that got us going. And we got organized, and then we had to celebrate Oakfield, and we've had good success. But, of course, we weren't able to have it last year, but we were able to just use the down payments we had on the band for the same bands that we're going to have this year. I think it's August 21st, right?
Yep.
August 21st. Mark your calendars for Celebrate Oakfield. I'm sure we'll have you guys in to talk more about that coming up. But any other programming you guys are doing at the Historical Society? I know you share a lot of photos. It's neat to see some of the old historical photos on Facebook, you know, of different businesses and trains and all the cool stuff on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah. One of the things we've done more recently is we had an agreement with the Avoca Cemetery Association, and we've actually renovated the chapel that's out there that was prior to this. It was sitting empty, kind of had a bunch of storage stuff in it. So we remodeled it a bit and fixed it up, and we're kind of using that as a storage place. And we have a couple open, we're planning on having a couple open houses a year where people can come and look at all the different things related to Oakfield history.
Very cool.
And that idea really bushel, because we don't have a building, and buying a building for our small historical society presents problems with raising money to operate the building and keep it up. This building sat there since 1937 when it was a WPA project. This was built as a chapel, but to our knowledge it was never used in any funeral or any service, and it was full of junk.
Wow.
And so we got it cleaned out, fixed the windows. It's got the old style window glass that you would have in churches, and we replayered all the windows that were in there and put railings on. We did have it open for Memorial Day when we have a service out to the cemetery. The VFW has that, and we had 200 people come
nice.
Through our chapel, and we were able to get we have cabinets, gun cabinets that we got from Fleet Farm for nothing. Somebody donated them, and we've got another cabinet there, and they're full of our artifacts that we have.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Well, one more time, if people want to learn more about the 25th anniversary of the tornado, Facebook page, website, can you repeat that for folks who are looking for more?
Our Facebook page is Oakfield WI History, and our website is www.oakfieldwihistory.com, and they should be able to find all the event info related to the 25th anniversary on those.
Excellent. Al, Owen, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about the 25th anniversary coming up on the 18th.
Well, and thank you for having us, and we appreciate that.
We appreciate you stopping by. This is News Talk 1450 KFIZ.